Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Wolford moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas takes first base on ball four. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wolford scores. Rojas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Mayberry moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Thomas steals second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano strikes out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive towards third. Money catches it and throws to first to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive towards short. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Darwin reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Darwin moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Sixto Lescano. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing left field. Bobby Darwin now playing right field. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Darwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Martinez is hit by the pitch. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin who is chasing the ball. Wolford reaches third base with a triple. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Bill Sharp pinch runs for Mike Hegan. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharp moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Bobby Darwin now playing left field. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Royals. Tom Murphy now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 3 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Amos Otis now playing center field. Al Cowens now playing left field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.